Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
2 o'clock, and you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
What do you mean they denied them the opportunity to take an interview? We got to talk about this. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Happy Thursday, everybody. We enjoyed our time up at Flyer Branch yesterday. Big shout out to Jesse Bates and AJ Terrell for stopping in on the show. If you missed those interviews, go online, odyssey.com. You can check them out. Interesting stuff, man, and we'll continue to let you hear some of the things that were said from guys as today is their last day, some classroom stuff, and then they get a chance to break for 5 weeks or so before training camp starts. But more on that coming up. Mike, one of the stories that we're following, not really, is who the Knicks are going to hire.
They don't know. They got a clue.
They don't have a clue. And the Knicks keep asking permission of certain organizations the opportunity to interview their coach. And it got back to us yesterday, and the reports came out that the Knicks actually requested an interview with Quinn Snyder. That's the Hawks head coach. And obviously the Hawks said, no, because everybody's been saying no. But here's the thing. Quinn Snyder has been here 3 years.
What's he done?
And look, I'm not being a jerk about this, but the reality is we are in the play-in. We've been in the play-in. Mm-hmm. And I know, remember how weird it was when they hired him? And he came in, it was like the last 20 games of the season.
Because we supposedly, air quotes, snaked the rest of the league to get this hot commodity from Utah, who then in hindsight ain't so hot when he doesn't have a couple of decent players. You know, if you go back and you look at it, what he had in Utah is better than anything he had here.
Yes.
And he wasn't winning titles over there. So, not exactly a fan, if I'm honest, Carl.
I don't know
what I'm supposed to be excited about.
Well, Mike, here's my thing. I'm not saying that they should have allowed the interview, because here's the deal. Nobody wants to get in a bidding contest and these coaches using one team against another. You're under contract. We can allow you to do it or not. A lot of these teams have said no. I mean, the Mavs said no with Jason Kidd. We could go on and on. Minnesota, no. But when you say, all right, hey, we've got a guy we feel like can get us to a championship, Hawks fans, do you feel that way? We're 3 years in now. Do you feel that way? And if you don't, then you know what? You should be allowing guys to go interview and seeing what else is out there. The problem is, Mike, I think the Hawks feel like the Knicks right now. They don't know what's out there, or they don't even like what's out there, even though there's some championship caliber coaches on the sidelines.
Right. And that's why, you know, if you go back, you know, when I talked about it at the time, you know, Donovan Mitchell, Mike Conley, you know, there's a mixture of veterans and younger guys at the time. Rudy Gobert was on that squad. The other Bogdanovich, you know, they had some dudes. But, you know, again, I just don't know what somebody would say. We cannot move forward without Quinn Snyder. because I just don't know what you're so hot and bothered for. To me, he's just another interchangeable coach that we've had in history going all the way back to Woody. You know, I mean, I like, you know, Coach Nate. I thought Nate did a really nice job. You know, it just kind of ran its course. But, I mean, when you don't have the talent, what does it matter? You know, it just, we don't have the star player along with Trey, which gets us back to yesterday's conversation. So if you could leverage that for a pick from the Knicks, I'd do it.
Here's my thing about this, and we'd love to hear from you guys, 404-726-0929, because a Knicks report reportedly requested permission to interview Quinn Snyder from the Hawks, and they denied it. And does this validate how much the Hawks believe in Quinn Snyder? My thing is, Mike, those litany of coaches you just talked about, whether it was LP, who we thought was going to be here for right. a long time, and then however the relationship with him and Trey ended up causing a disruption and he gets got, then you talk about Nate taking over and it was great, and we make the run, and Nate's the guy because he's a teacher, and then Nate's not the guy.
Right.
And then we hire, well, Quinn Snyder, and you go, all right, he's a guy that's going to develop guys. Okay, I do think Jalen's gotten better. I do give him credit for putting Dyson Daniels in the starting lineup when everybody was like, what's this guy going to do? He's going to be a role player. But when we talk about, like, every time we've gone through this coaching change, and we're not going through one, I'm just saying, when I heard this about Quinn Snyder, I'm wondering, is he going to be a championship-caliber coach? Because we've gone after guy after guy after guy, and every time there's been a reason why, Mike, he hasn't worked. Well, he didn't teach mm-hmm. enough. Oh, he didn't connect with our star. Oh, well, you know, Nate was hard to deal with. Like, I've heard all this stuff. Now, I don't know how much is true, but the fact is, these are the reasons that we've heard that they moved on from guys, and now we're here with a guy 3 years in, and we haven't been out of the play-in.
So, I mean, he's just about 100 games over 500 for his career. And, you know, he, if there's a defensive philosophy, we don't buy into it. We don't play great defense until Dyson Daniels got here, so we've gotten better. But it's almost like one guy, kind of overnight.
That's it.
I mean, we helped our defensive posture. That's how bad we were, you know, in the half court defensively. You know, what is our game? Exactly. What is our identity? Is it pick and roll? Is it transition?
Mm.
I mean, what do we do well? What do we do well? I mean, Trey is, you know, I mean, Trey is a great assist guy, but, you know, we've had inconsistency because of injury. Some of this is also beyond Quinn Snyder's control. All I'm just saying is, there's nothing exciting about it. I mean, I've never heard Quinn Snyder say anything that got me fired up, but I'm not sure if he motivates those guys. I mean, I'm not privy to those conversations. I mean, he's just another coach, you know? Not a bad coach, but not a great coach.
Would you have let him interview?
Yeah, I don't care. But again, when you're the Hawks and we can barely figure out what the hell our front office order is now and the pecking order of how we're going to fix this team, maybe that's one less thing to have to worry about. So at the end of the day, if you can't leverage it for a decent pick, maybe there's no point. I'm just saying, that for people that push back when I saw on social media, I'm like, what has Quinn Snyder done that would make you talk about it like you're losing the family jewels, I guess?
Yeah, and again, a lot of organizations deny these requests, which makes it kind of funny.
But
about
the Knicks don't have a plan, and I got to be honest, you know, Stephen A., I rarely agree with anything Stephen A. Smith says, but a few days ago, he brought up an interesting name, Mark Jackson.
Yeah.
And if I'm the Knicks, you might be stuck calling Mark Jackson, who, by the way, did a hell of a job in Golden State. His personal and political and quasi-religious views didn't match up with Golden State, so we got axed. Steve Kerr came in. It was kind of a ready-made team. But Mark Jackson's a good basketball coach. He gets the New York market. I mean, you might be stuck with Mark because you basically don't have anybody else to talk to right now.
Yeah, look, the guys that are on the sidelines, the Mike Browns, the Mike Budenholzers of the world, these guys bring a lot. I just don't know if that's what the Knicks want. They could have called right. those guys first.
And Bud is like Tib Light.
Correct. You could have done that. You haven't. You've tried to poach coaches away, including our own. And I just think, like, if I felt like, guys, we were on the cusp of something really special, maybe we are, maybe I don't know, then I would be feeling different about denying this request to interview Quinn Snyder. Like, I just don't feel like that's Phil Jackson. I don't. Like, I saw this last night when we got home, and I was like, what do you mean you denied it? Like, we totally buy in and believe in Quinn Snyder. And really, that's the question. The organization obviously does because they're not allowing this to happen, but it's the first time since he's been here that somebody outside, right, of Atlanta right. has said, hey, what about Quinn Snyder? And I'm sitting here thinking, has he done enough to garner that kind of attention?
I mean, he's a nice coach. He's over 100 games, right about there, 100 games over 500. But as I said, what is our philosophy? What do we do? Does it matter? I mean, as you said earlier, and I think I agree, you know, this team's got a lot of things to do right now. Number one is find a star or leverage a couple of pieces through trades or free agency to improve this team and get us out of the play-in rut. And then we'll see how good, you know, Quinn Snyder is. But as I said, Quinn Snyder had better pieces in Utah.
He did. And he had the best defensive player in Rudy Gobert. and an up-and-coming Donovan, which we now know is one of the best players in the league. But I totally agree. And even the overall team, even his bench pieces when he was there were better. And by the way, that's a couple of these guys played before him, right? Niang right. and a couple of the guys that are here now. 404-726-0929. You can find us, guys. We got a lot to chop up. Stuff's on our mind today, and we're just going to share with you, including a discussion about hockey that a lot of people are still fired up about. We're watching the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, Mike and I. Hope you are, because it's entertaining. But it's got Atlanta and this the underbelly of hockey in this city and the fan base, because there are a lot of hockey fans here. Whether we don't talk about it because we don't have a team doesn't mean there aren't fans. And we know we have plenty of transplants. But we're going to get into this as well along the way. Want to invite you to follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C. Dukes. And the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Just found that, Mike, as we say, interesting.
So, again, I do understand why they wouldn't, because that's just another thing you have to work on in the offseason.
Sure.
And as we said, the Knicks can't find a coach. And if the Knicks can't find a coach, it means the Hawks ain't going to find a coach. Probably better than Quinn Snyder, even if you're like me, you know, maybe nonplussed with Quinn Snyder because we haven't done anything. But as we said, it's the chicken and the egg because they haven't given him the tools to maybe get out of the play-in rut.
Well, and that's what a lot of people are saying to me now. Well, Dukes, you always talk about they don't give trade things. What if they're giving Quinn Snyder?
Right.
Okay.
But he's not a compelling coach to me. You know, as I said, I don't know what you would say. Oh, my God, he's the gold standard. You know, he's just a dude. You know, and I don't know how he motivates those guys inside those four walls. I know when I see him, I sometimes I feel like I put a mirror under his nose to see if he's breathing.
All right, we're coming back. Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Dukes
by the way,
Bell.
That doesn't mean do drugs. That means to see this air coming out. You know, some guys, you millennials, I gotta work on my shorthand because sometimes when I speak in jargon, Carl, it gets me in trouble.
He's doing coke. No, he's
no,
not.
No, no,
that's
no.
That's not what
no,
we mean.
No, no.
No, that's not what we mean. Hey, man, when we come back, we got to talk about this. No matter where you live in the A, wouldn't it be nice to have it in your backyard? And if it was, you probably wouldn't be complaining. We'll explain next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't have to have all four to be a major sports city, but it's nice. We don't right now. Although there's a chance, and a really good chance, that we could get the fourth, and that's the NHL. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, obviously with the Falcons and the Braves. And the Hawks, guys, we've got three of the major four. But with this conversation, Mike, about arenas and multi-use and purpose facilities around potential arenas that are going to be built in different parts of the city, a couple of different plans. The NHL is well aware that there are people here in Atlanta that want this opportunity. There's stories up there in Forsyth County, Mike, about the land. There's just a lot of smoke. And right. So it gets us to this conversation about, yeah, there are a lot of people here who want hockey. I do think hockey would be supported this time around, and that's hard to say because we've lost it a couple of different times. But part of this conversation, Mike, is the conversation you're having with listeners and certainly people who are just, you know, interested in this conversation, and that is, well, where's the best place to put this if, in fact, we get it?
And I get it. If you live in the 400 corridor, that's perfect for you. Not perfect for everybody else in Metro Atlanta. I mean, and I get it. I understand the arguments because I've been having them for 30 years here. I mean, nobody wants to deal with the connector. Sorry, Steve Coonan. You know, State Farm is a pain in the arse to get to. It just is. Just like going to Falcon games is a major pain in the butt on a Thursday night or a Sunday or a Monday night. It just is, you know? So we know what we're dealing with. But I will say this. I've always felt, and no one really ever brings this up, Cobb Galleria would, for me, be a perfect location because we bellyached about, and you and I, guilty as charged, I never in a million years thought the Battery and Truist Park would be as great as it is. I thought it was going to be a traffic boondoggle. I don't know about you, Carl. I've never missed a first pitch. You know, and it's just, it's worked out perfect, getting in, getting out. And I just thought the Cobb Galleria, that's kind of dying on the vine. I would think that would be a decent location. Now, I don't know how the Braves would feel about it. I know North Point, I guess North Springs up there is another location.
All 400.
It just seems Forsyth for a lot of folks who live in Midtown, if you live in Decatur, if you live in, you know, that's too far up 400 for a lot of people. But anyone I've spoken with, it just seems like they're dead set against ever coming back to watch hockey in what was Phillips and now State Farm.
So.
Unless you live where I live.
Yeah, well, Alabama. If you go to certain cities. And I'll use this one because Mike and I just experienced it, but I could tell you this is this way in San Francisco. There are a lot of places where you're going to go watch a game and the stadium or where you're going to watch that game is not close. And it's a commute. And no matter where you live in the city, it's a commute. But we just went up, and I'm using this as an example, and this is why they're about to change this, to D.C. for the Army-Navy game. And if you've never been to where the Commanders play their home games – it's not RFK. RFK, that's where they're right. thinking, that's, and they want to put the new stadium where the old RFK was.
Mile behind the Capitol.
It's perfect. This stadium is a hall, and there's one way in and one way out, and it is traffic from hell, okay? So you're getting there 3-4 hours before the game because you're not going to be able to just roll up and park and get in. And then when the game's over, guess what? People are hanging out 3 hours after because you just can't get in your car and roll out. And part of the discussion up there, and Mike gets us back to where is the perfect place here if we
your
get an
zip
NHL
code.
Team.
It's your zip code.
Always.
It's the perfect place.
It basically. Always is.
But you right now, whoever's listening, wherever your zip code is, that's where you think it's perfect.
Oh, yes, because I don't want right. to travel. I don't want to go 30, 45 minutes. But my point is, a lot of times, it's where the deals are done.
Right.
They didn't put that stadium there because it was convenient for fans to get to. They put it there because the land was perfect. They got tax breaks, and that's what's going to happen here.
Why do you think we go to Flowery Branch?
Correct.
I mean, Hall County, bent over backwards for Arthur Blank and the Falcons.
So part of this is, like, we can be and moan about it, and yes, it'd be great to get a team, but once it happens, and Mike's right, I cannot tell you, because I live in Cobb, everybody in Cobb, and the thing about this whole stadium deal, and now everybody's over it because, look, there's nothing we can do about it. But the under-the-table stuff, right, and the taxes that ultimately went up, thank you guys, that was the part that everybody's like, hold on, wait a minute, what are you talking about?
That deal was done basically in a vacuum, in secret.
But the stadium and Truist and the surrounding area has been great. And Mike's right. I was like, oh, my God, my commute's about to be the 2 hours. It's not. I never get stopped in that area. Like, I keep flying through. It's never an issue. And I just think when we talk about this hockey situation, and you're going, Dukes and Bell, are we getting a hockey team? Not right now. But we do know we're pursuing one. And part of our conversation and Mike's frustration today when we talked about this earlier is like, why does everybody want it in this particular spot? Why can't it be anywhere else?
Yeah, and I get it. You know, the argument was, and I've heard it, and I've argued about it, and I understand some of it to a point. You know, getting downtown, if you live in Alpharetta, is a major pain in the ass. It just is. I lived in Sandy Springs for my first 2 years here. And even then, it wasn't easy. The connector is a disaster. We missed our opportunity with mass transit to go where it needed to go for a number of reasons. I think we understand why, you know, and that ship has sailed. So the only folks that feel that they deserve it are the folks who were Thrasher fans, who felt, you know, I can't see a homeless person. Oh, my God, it's a pain in the ass to park. And it is. And yeah, the homeless thing, you know, for some lily white people, oh my God, it's like, you know, their lives are shaken if you see a bum, you know, I mean, and I get it. I thought Mayor Franklin did a great job. Subsequent, you know, mayors have not done a great job with the homeless situation. We'll talk more about that coming up in Guy Talk, because there's a pledge to clean that up, Carl, in time for the World Cup. But getting back to people's objections, it's basically about the traffic downtown. So it has to be up there in that corridor. Yeah, but now you've basically eliminated 2/3 of the Metro Atlanta, which you guys don't care about. I mean, you don't think a black fan who lives in South Fulton or a white guy like me who lives in Peachtree City would want to? I mean, that becomes now, I can't do season tickets. Now it's a once, maybe a month opportunity to go watch the thing. So it's not centrally located to Metro Atlanta. It's centrally located to the northern suburbs, which they maintain says that's where it needs to be because we're the only people that are going to go. They believe that that's the only folks that make up the fan base, which I disagree with.
Remember, and this is part of why a lot of folks were upset in Atlanta when the Braves moved out of the city, was we're going to where our fans are. I'm not saying that. They said that. They did research, and they said, hey, certain level of income and people who come to our games on a majority of the nights, this is going to work for us. Now, the irony is, if you're good, guess what? Everybody comes. It doesn't matter. But that was part of that discussion when they moved from the TED to where they are now. And so, Mike, to your point, look, obviously, if I'm going to spend $3 billion, whoever this is going to be, and I'm going to build a multi-use facility and a new arena, I'm going to do research, too. Because I need to know that wherever this is going to be, that the income and the people who we need to come to these games are going to be able to do it. And that's economics, guys. I'm sorry. Like, that bothers you. That's just the way it is. That's why certain stadiums and arenas are where they are. But I will say this. I commend Arthur Blank for keeping the new stadium. They could have built that stadium anywhere. They could have took Mercedes-Benz. There were so many locations around town.
Right.
Outside
Remember
of Dora the perimeter. Ville?
Remember the Doraville?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, wait a minute. And Arthur Blank said, you know what? MARTA Steel is there. It makes sense. And they did it. And I think it's perfect. And I think it's great for our city. But they could have done that Mercedes-Benz anywhere. 404-726-0929. Speaking of Doraville, Day-Day just said this. And you guys can text us. Let us know what you think. Just the conversation we're having, man, is, look, it'd be great to get the fourth major. I think it's going to happen. I can't give you a timetable, but this is going to be a big part of the discussion, is where's the best location. The Doraville, where the General Manager Motors plant was,
yeah,
it's a big TV complex now.
Right.
What about somewhere over there?
Yeah, I think that's probably – I don't think that's on the blueprint. Now, we're getting, there's technically – Vernon Krause has gotten ahead of everybody. There are other ownership, potential ownership groups here in Atlanta, but Vernon Krause is the name you've seen on the media. And again, for the life of me, I don't know where, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the Krause family or his group of auto dealerships. I don't know where he comes up with the $1 billion expansion fee, unless he's going to have multiple partners, which is another part of the conversation, if you permit me. We've covered the location. I also think the North Point Mall area in Alpharetta is better, although not perfect. You still have some of the same arguments you and I just made
just
for Southside.
As far right. up 400.
And again, and a lot of these are big arguments, political arguments, racial arguments about why we never expanded MARTA. And also MARTA's incompetence, which gives no person's confidence outside the perimeter to want it coming to their neighborhood. As a guy that used to use MARTA on a regular basis, I speak from experience. It's really poorly run. Sorry. Maybe that changes someday. Not holding my breath. But getting back to the owner, you're going to need $1 billion or more, Carl, for that next expansion fee. The other thing is, and I'm just throwing reality here, guys. As our old agent, Lester Saul, used to say, Carl, the world you live in, and there's the world you want. And a lot of hockey fans see this, and they think it's like, oh, it's coming. The NHL wants to be in Houston. That's one of the cities they want to go to next, based on multiple reports that I've read. We've also blown it twice. Fans, not the fans' fault, Atlanta Spirit LLC and Tom Cousins' fault. Do you think we'll actually get a third crack at it? That's another part of this. Or do they go to another major metro? The NHL wants two more franchises in the States. They want more American hockey. But it's just, the question I have is, do you want to have another committee of owners, Carl? I'd love to see a true billionaire, one vision, doing it.
I would, too. And look, I don't know if Mr. Vernon Krause
yes.
has all of what he needs. But from my understanding, there are a variety of people who are interested in helping him do this. And that gets you to whatever number you need to get to. Forsyth County, guys, for those who don't know, has already approved that $3 billion mixed-use project, which is called The Gathering. And that's the one thing we've talked about. And our buddy over at WSB, Zach Klein's been reporting on this. There have been others. So, you know, that's already in the works. But this is just one of those things, like, I don't know if there's the best place. I don't know. Because to Mike's point, if they put it, I'm going to tell you right now, if they put it down by you, I'm not going.
Yeah.
I'm not making that many games. So it goes both ways if you live north, south, east, or west. But I don't know if there's a perfect place.
A lot of guys asking us, how big is the footprint at Pennant Park, the real estate the Braves just picked up?
Oh, that's interesting. That's across the street, isn't it?
Yeah, over 75. And that's, I know that Forsythians get upset and Alpharetans, but I mean, there are other parts of the city that are viable for hockey, believe it or not. See, the Thrashers, there's a lot of components to this. They only really marketed it towards the white suburbanites when they first started, which I thought was a major mistake.
All right, more on this coming up. We've piqued your interest a little? All right. When we come back, though, we got to talk about the Falcons. Mike and I were there yesterday, mandatory minicamp. Do we need a defensive-led team this season? We're going to dive into that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Pacers defeat the Thunder last night, 116-107. They take a 2-1 series lead. We'll talk more about that coming up. Also, no Braves today, guys. They get a day off. And then the worst team in Major League Baseball comes to town.
Don't jinx it. I mean,
the worst team in baseball.
There was a picture we talked about. If you missed the show last week, listen every day, kids. We were talking about the Marlins-Rockies game, and there were literally less than 200 people in the photo. And they announced it was 1,200 in attendance.
No way.
And if you know the picture I'm talking about, Day-Day, there's literally 200 people in that stadium for two of the worst teams on the planet.
Yeah, we're talking about the Rockies, but look, we'll get to that More tomorrow. But today, let's take an off day. Let's take the Schwell. Let's take the Schwellenbach complete game and run with it, and hopefully we can build. But Mike and I will get to that. The U.S. Open is underway at Oakmont. If you are not a golf fan or a casual golf fan and you're watching this and you're going, is this normal? The answer is no. This course is extremely hard.
And they, again, the PGA, historic, although they got it a little bit tighter this year, PGA is generally more winnable. Augusta is Augusta, all dependent on the weather. And then the British, all dependent on incumbent on the weather. It's at Portrush this year in Northern Ireland. But this is one of the toughest golf courses on any given Sunday or 4 days. Oakmont Country Club outside Pittsburgh. But the U.S. Open specifically makes it a torture chamber. So, I mean, really, really tight greens, long, long, rough. And, I mean, we'll see. I did the Calcutta. I was stuck in traffic in the rain last night. So I went and took DeChambeau. Everybody was bidding on Scottie Scheffler. I took DeChambeau. I got a bunch of British guys. I was getting Tyrrell Hatton. He's always good for a top 10. And Fleetwood, you know, all these guys, you know, regular suspects. But we'll see. Right now, it's a bunch of guys you never heard of on top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, I mean, Spahn today, and we'll talk more about this later, but he's a guy that you couldn't have asked for a better first day.
Right.
He had almost a perfect round, shot a 66.
I got Koepka, though. Bruce Koepka was horrible at the Masters. And
Brooks, yeah.
But he's looking okay, and he's won this tournament twice.
He has. Brooksy! We'll see. But more updates on that as we make our way through round one. But the course is just extremely difficult. We've got to get to our daily download, which is brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. And it has to do with our Falcons, guys, because as we said, mandatory minicamp wrapping up. And Mike, we talk a lot about the offense, and we're going to play Jesse Bates and what he said to us yesterday about Michael Penix having similarities. Not calling him Joe Burrow, but he said he's got a lot of similarities. And, of course, he went to a Super Bowl with Joe Burrow with the Bengals. But Raheem Morris, I want you to hear this first, because he talked about getting on the whiteboard, you know, the big whiteboard, and they're drawing up stuff for guys. Now, think about the guys you get to draw up stuff for now. Pierce, one of the fastest edge guys in the league. Jalen Walker, right? Mike, you're looking at an edge room now where you're going, all right, hey, we can move this guy. We can put him here. We can run this stunt. I don't know if we could have done all of that last year. It felt like we could have, but we didn't, and Jimmy Lake didn't do a lot of that. Here's Raheem Morris talking about getting on the whiteboard with his D.
That's really the most fun part of this time. It's like kind of like, you know, being real visual when you're at the house. Like the weekends, a lot of times that happens, because right now I'm like cop, right? Slow down. Back off, speed up in Indy, you know. So I'm a police officer most of the week. And then when you get a chance to go home and you get a chance to watch it on tape, those are the things that happen, you know, the vision of people being in different spots, some of that versatility that we talked about, the roles that people can play and how you can implement those things, and then going to pull from different packages and to be able to add. And it's ongoing, you know, particularly when you're in the room with those guys, either after practice, before practice, whatever the case may be, when we're just talking about how we want to attack the day and a few things that we got planned for today, or whatever that day is. So all of those things happen a lot. For myself, they happen at home, primarily right now during the weekends. They'll happen a lot over the next five weeks when you get a chance to go sit by yourself and take some of that stuff home and study and look at it and really be detailed and look at it again, and not just as to looking at what Pierce is doing or Jalen Walker or Walker, whoever you're looking at. Individually, you kind of look at it from a holistic view on what all of these things can look like when you put them together.
Do we need a defensive-led team this season to break this playoff drought? Because we've always had a pretty good offense. And then the year we go to the Super Bowl, we had a great offense.
And a good enough defense for time.
But, Mike, we've never had the defensive-led team where you go, man, their D is really good. And, yes, the offense is doing their thing, but, man, we're talking about the defense.
Yeah, not to take you down memory lane, but I will. The most complete Falcon team as far as both sides of the ball, you could argue, was the 98 Super Bowl team. With the bomb squad, great line, veteran linebacker core, good safeties. I mean,
great run game.
Right. I mean, Jamal Anderson toting the rock. Chandler was very, you know, Chandler never got the credit he deserved. So, yeah, that's probably the most complimentary team we had, because the 2016 team, that defense came into its own. You know me, 17 defense with the 16 offense is a freaking Super Bowl winner.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. And some of you are going to say, well, Dukes, our defense is never good. That's the point.
Yeah, we're a team. Would you go – how many guys? Claude Humphrey? Jesse Tuggle?
That's it. That's it.
I mean, I know there's other Pridemore and Glazebrook for the older guys from Fulton County. I get it. But I mean, there's not that many elite guys. Patrick Kearney, you think about the double digit sacks, John Abraham. You can count the elite edge rushers on one hand in this organization's entire history.
Yeah. And look, my point is this, guys. It would be nice if we were talking about the defense more this upcoming season than we ever have. Because that tells me we've then taken the turn, Mike, and we're headed in the right direction. Look, let's be honest with each other. Nobody's worried about the offense.
Right.
You're not. You're not worried. Penix is going to throw touchdowns. Drake London is going to be in the end zone. Okay, hold on. Scratch that. Drake London is going to be in the end zone, right? Bijan is going to be in the end zone.
Oh, no. The offense, I think most Falcon fans right now listening feel the offense is
Darnell Mooney
is going to be really good because we know what
Kyle.
Well, now you're getting a little crazy. You're getting a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs with that one. But no, it's all about Penix. Now, we all assume that Penix steps right in and has no kind of, you know, residual letdown. And everything we heard from the players yesterday on both sides of the ball, talking to coaches off the air, Penix is, guys, he's that dude. You just didn't get a chance to see him. You'd be talking about him the way they're talking about Jaden Daniels. It's really not as explosive with the legs, a different kind of quarterback, but he can be that guy. Like the way Bo Nix certainly made headlines, he just didn't get the opportunity until three games left in the season.
Although Jesse did say to us yesterday, he is more elusive than people think he is.
He can pick him up and put him down. He did the final game of the season. Yeah. He did at times against the Commanders.
And I thought that was funny because he was like, I think people are going to be surprised. I don't think we're not having designed run plays for him, okay? Right. But when it comes time, Mike's right. I think he'll be able to make some first downs and certainly move the chains. Here's Jesse Bates, speaking of the devil, talking about Michael Penix having similarities to a guy that took him to a Super Bowl when he was with Cincinnati and Joe Burrow and one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, I hate to compare, but you can see the poise and just the calmness and the way he can get through his progressions. He can get to his last read if he needs to, and that's something that Joe Burrow did really well on our run in Cincinnati. And then being able to extend the play as well, I think, is something that Mike, I feel like he's a little underrated with, you know, his athletic ability of getting out of the pocket and creating that second play and, you know, with the explosives and just everything that Joe Burrow does, I don't see Mike Penix anything that he can't do that Joe Burrow does. So those two are, you know, some really good quarterbacks. Those quarterbacks can play on time. They can play off time. They can extend the play. And when you can do that, you can be accurate in any throw that you make. It's hard as a defense. It's hard. There's always a weakness in the defense, and Mike always seems to find it. So very impressed with, you know, his growth over the year, for sure.
Practiced against Joe Burrow, just like he's doing against Michael Penix.
Right.
He knows what he's seeing, and that's a heck of and again, comparison may be the wrong word, but the similarities in what they are able to accomplish in trying to operate and run an offense. I that makes me feel even better than I felt prior to him saying that.
And I thought, you know, he said to you after the show, great question. That is a great question. No, but he, here's a guy. I mean, Jesse Bates doesn't know. I mean, he's a teammate. He doesn't owe Michael Penix that. He told you what he feels. And he's seen it. And played with both dudes. We've told you guys about Penix. It's the same argument I had with the listener today. Is you guys are pumping out Walker, not talking about Pierce. Because Walker comes out of the box ready.
He's ready.
Pierce may be better in 2 years. He might be better this year, but all we go is what we know. Jalen Walker's that dog, you know, and Pierce has the upside. That's why they fell in love with him. But getting back to Penix, that's great stuff to hear. So the offense should be able to do what it needs to do. You got two good running backs. You mentioned Algier along with Bijan. You've got, I know, Zach, how Zach implements Pitts, how much of that is on Zach, how much is on Pitts, we'll see. But that's the least of our worries with a great receiving core. So complimentary football, Carl. Defense, getting the guys off the field. We should have some pass rush. If nothing else, we'll be helping out that secondary, that new-look secondary.
If Mike and I are coming in here on Mondays and we're talking about defense first, watch out. Because we're doing something. And it's been a long time since we were talking about this team being defensive-led. Turnovers, getting stops. Mike and I are coming in here and talking about the game that Jalen Walker had and how he turned the game around. Or Pierce and the two sacks he had late in the game. Those things we haven't discussed enough. Until we get to that point, Mike, then I don't know.
Strip sack.
Thank you. I don't know if we're going
right.
to be what we think we are. That's what we're talking about, guys. I don't know if it's going to be the key, but, man, everybody's like offense, and it's an offensive league. But can our defense do something that just takes us to the next level.
No, I mean, we have historically bad pass rush. I mean, no lie told here. Falcon fans know what we're talking about. Defense has never been great. You know, we had a good defense, I thought, in 17. I thought part of 18. Then remember, 18, the injuries came.
That's right.
You know, Debo, Keanu, all those things
everybody,
that happened.
It seemed like everybody was broke.
And so we had a good enough team in 16. Devondre Campbell was part of that as a fourth rounder. But now you've added pass rush. Now, everyone said, well, you don't know what Jalen Walker. I know I don't know what Jalen Walker is going to be in the NFL. But one thing we do know, he's got a God-given speed and a burst to get up the field. And he was throwing guys around and beating guys that are expected to be starters in the NFL that were drafted ahead of him. So what more do you need right now? That's all we can go with. Pierce has size and speed and is maybe a rougher gem that needs to be polished up a little bit. That doesn't mean we're throwing Pierce out the window. Some guys, I swear, Carl, glad to hear that James Pierce has fanboys already. We're just saying that Walker comes ready to go right now, and it was seen yesterday by us with our own two eyes at practice.
Yeah. I like both. I did have my reservations, and here's where I'm at, by the way, for those of you who say we're not pumping up Pierce as much. Listen, I talked to enough people around the NFL, and I said on this show there were teams who had reservations about some of this off-the-field stuff that the Falcons didn't either concern themselves with or they felt like they had enough information that it wasn't going to affect where they drafted him. But there was a reason that people were around the NFL were so surprised that right. We took him where we did. Now, you look, this is like when you buy a new car and people go, how you like the car? It's the best car I've ever had. It's your car. Of course you're going to say that. In the process, you probably looked at three or four other cars, and you might have been like, man, if I get that car, it's going to be off the hook. If I get that car, it's the best car. But the point is, he's ours now. So, yes, I don't expect the Falcons to say anything except he was there, we wanted him, and he was the best player available. Great. But I'm here to tell you the reason why I had reservations, and he can change this, is the immaturity of things that were going on at Tennessee that concerned other teams. That's real. I don't care what anybody says. And from that standpoint, that's where I was concerned. I'm not concerned about once the kid's on the field right. and if he's showing up and if he's playing. I'm concerned about that stuff because sometimes that creeps over, Mike, when you don't have people in your ear going, you at that meeting at 2? You going to show up tonight? We got film work. You're a professional. And if you don't do those things, nobody's helping you. And that's why it's such a hard adjustment for guys who've been on a schedule and coaches in their ear their entire college career, and then they get to the NFL and you go, why is he a screw-up? Because nobody's saying, hey, you going to be there tonight?
Right. I mean, guys, all we go is, we can say in the show, we go with what we know. As I said to the texter, who still really wasn't getting my point, that Pierce might pop, and we were all in love with Jalen Walker, and Pierce might be the guy that gets a gold jacket someday.
Could be.
I'm not eliminating Pierce's ability to play football on this football team. Just saying through one, the practice we were at, Jalen Walker's already doing leadership stuff and stuff you expect from a veteran because that's what he was expected to do and why we were so amazed he fell to us at 15. Supposed to go in the top 10.
Texas, let us know what you think. 404-726-0929. We are coming back. We got plenty more to dive into. What else is going on around the NFL? Speaking of drafting guys, aren't you kind of glad we didn't draft this guy? He leaves minicamp, and he's been a distraction already. It's Dukes and Bell.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.